You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I can't wait to hear the Conklin second faux times yours. We had a batch earlier. John, who did he have in the batch in the 6 o'clock hour? It was
John Ritchie talking slowly.
John Ritchie. Daryl Morey also talking slowly.
Sirianni.
Are you offended by his John Ritchie?
No.
Sounded like you were a little bit. You're like a little edge to your voice there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I just want to know if it sounds like that or not.
No.
I'm told that your voice sounds completely different inside your head than what it does going out. And I'm just curious if it really sounds like that.
Not that slow, but you are slower than the average bear. And that's okay. It's just your cadence. But you know, like Saturday Night Live, do the famous celebs featured there really act that way? No.
No, but
there's an exaggeration.
It really sounds like exactly like the person.
Sometimes.
And I'm thinking, like, holy cow, does that sound exactly like me?
No,
because
the answer is no.
That really.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
It's different in my head.
The humor is in the exaggeration.
Got it.
Yeah. Yes, like, 100%.
Ben, I don't know if you're old enough for this one. And sorry for the
I'm
people.
Older than you.
I know you are. Okay. Do you know about Chevy Chase and Gerald Ford?
Yes.
I mean, that was an exaggerated, like, you know, the president.
Falling down all the time.
Falling down right. all the time. Now, did he fall down all the time? Mm-hmm. No, but Chevy Chase made that his thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, just trying to help our boy out here. Mm-hmm. Nothing to feel bad about.
Okay. It's a form of flattery.
It may or may not be.
You think that's flattering.
All right, so a Conklin fake times yours coming up in a few minutes. The real times yours later this hour. Gary in New Jersey right now. Good morning, Gary.
Howdy.
What's going on, Gary?
What's going on? I kind of missed the days of I got to do a better job, and then that's the answer to the question. We just move on.
Well, I'll tell you this. I thought Nick sounded very energized today, and he's often energized, but he sounded happy. He should be.
Do you know what he does, which I find really interesting? Mm. He starts off like, I'm all business. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
And then you get into a certain nice question. He's like, all right, yeah, so here's what's going on. And
I agree.
He's like, when he gets rolling, you know.
You see that in press conferences, too.
Yeah, he tries to start off with, I'm going to be tough guy coach, and then he just goes back into being what he is, which
he
is fine.
Yeah, it is fine, yeah.
He's thorough.
He's very thorough. Yes, there's no doubt about that. That's right.
Detail oriented.
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right. What do you got here today, Gary?
I just hope we keep up this game plan. I mean, we have a big, bell cow back there, man. Just give him the ball, and it'll open up the everything else.
Well, it does help. Yeah,
definitely agree. I'd like to see it balanced up a little bit more even than what we saw. You know, the 14 passes felt light.
Well, to be fair,
I know
John,
that it's not going to be like that.
To be fair, they pulled him out with like three possessions to go. So that's probably more
over
like 20.
10 minutes left in the game. Yeah,
yeah.
It is the way it's supposed to look when you play a bad team.
Yeah.
And the fourth quarter is a throwaway.
All right, Gary, a scene with the doctor. I'm telling you, there are massive answers still available. Give me a great scene.
Paging Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard, Doctor, Doctor, Doctor.
All right, you got it, Gary.
I love that one.
I appreciate that. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni. Not Nick Sirianni. Let's listen to what Nick Nurse said.
Too many Nicks.
So we got Sirianni. Who's third? Castellanos.
Well, Nurse, you just said it.
Yeah, no, Nick I know. Nurse. Give me another Nick.
Nick Sirianni.
Ben, give me a Nick in Philly Sports.
In Philly Sports? Nick Foles.
Foles.
Oh, yeah.
John, Nick.
Yeah, Saint.
Nick Gates.
Well, Nick. Well, Nick.
See, like a backup.
Wait, who'd
lineman.
You say?
I said Nick Gates. Is he's like a backup
third
lineman?
Third string center, I think.
There you go.
I am impressed. That's wow. That's a deep cut.
Wow,
right,
really?
That's
over Nick Nelson, no less. I mean, come on,
sad.
Nick Nelson.
Right, Philly's great, Nick Nelson.
Oh my God! Whatever happened to Bellotti? Where'd that guy go?
The Miners.
I liked him.
Yeah.
And then he fell apart.
Yeah, well, that's relievers for you.
He was a factor in 2022.
He was. Yeah, he was good in 2022.
Holy smokes. All right, so let's listen to Nick Nurse talk about the injuries as the Sixers get, of course, now one day to the start of the season tomorrow night for the Sixers. This is Nick Nurse yesterday.
Joel was in portions of practice today. Paul was not. Tyrese was a full participant. Jarrett was in portions of practice. Jarrett and Joel were in the same portions.
I know Paul's getting reevaluated tomorrow. What's your optimism that Joel, Paul, and Jarrett at this point will be available to play Wednesday night?
What's my optimism? I don't really have a level because they said tomorrow we should have a good idea on all three of them. I do know that just, you know, personally talking to them, they all feel pretty good. But until I see them, you know, a little bit more on the court, we'll, I can't really decide that till after tomorrow's practice.
All right. Well, look, big picture, obviously good that he's not particularly concerned. But
that sounds so bad, though.
What I does? Mean,
the season starts.
I know.
Tomorrow.
He's waiting on what the players and doctors tell him. There's nothing else he can do. There's nothing he can do.
Is your star player available tomorrow?
I'm well aware of what he's being asked.
The season starts tomorrow.
I know.
It makes you 2 days ago. How? Like, how?
I know.
Like, what are we doing?
Well, I do wonder if he is now, like, let me put it this way. Over the last 5 years, let's say, he often suffered an injury. And then that changed the equation for the next month or two. I wonder now if it's almost like the Chase Utley back end of the career where it's like he is just like it doesn't require a new injury for him to be diminished.
If he starts taking free throw shots while he's sitting on a stool, I'm going to have lots of concerns.
Right. Does that make sense, Ben? Like there was the first half of Chase Utley in his career and then there was the second half. And it wasn't like a new injury. It was just his knees, it was diminishing returns.
It was a tale of two players.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
100%.
All right, here's my Sixers question. James, I'm going to you first here. 1 to 10, be honest. Your excitement for the Sixers season, 10 is the highest, 1 is the lowest, 1 to 10. Where are you?
I get 2.
Ben?
0.
That's really low.
I was talking with John. You were out.
You can't go 0.
Ben. A 0?
Like, honestly,
zero.
It's just,
a 0?
Like, what are we really expecting? And do we expect great things out of this ball club? No.
Tyrese
and do we expect that?
Well, they'll be pretty good.
All right, I'll give you a 1.
More than 0.
I'll give you a 1.
John, what's your number, John? I'm like a 4.
3.
Okay, I'm a 4.
I would like to be at a 4, but I'm so frustrated already.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated already, and we haven't even started.
I understand. You know the end result.
Holy cow.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say about the end result. You know, let's see with Paul George, with Joel and Tyrese, when they're all healthy, which at some point they will be, if that is in the postseason. If. And then how long it lasts. Rhea, what's your number?
All right, I'm going to go the highest probably of anybody here just because I always get excited for opening night.
You are a Sixers person, too.
I am.
I know you are.
I've always loved them. I go 5.
Okay.
I'll go 5.
Wow.
I love basketball, so.
Well, I love basketball, and look, we shouldn't act like Joel Embiid plus Tyrese Maxey plus Paul George puts them in the doghouse. I mean, they've got a shot.
If they have a plan.
I know.
All I'm saying is, if this is a plan that they think's going to work, I'm slightly intrigued.
No, I get that. I do. All right, the faux times yours of Conklin in a moment. Don in Old City right now. What's going on, Don?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
It's all good, my man. I mean, other than a few things, but it's pretty good.
Well, it's looking good for the Eagles. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little optimistic about the Sixers, though.
How? I'd like to be there.
It just seems like that Joel's so prone to injuries. I don't have too much faith in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you said you are optimistic. Now you're saying you're pessimistic. I'm sorry. Misunderstood you. All right, Don, what do you got on the what do you got on the birds, my man?
I got a good feeling about Barkley.
Saquon's he's an amazing player. He really is. He's a great player. Yeah. All right, Don, give me a great answer here. A scene with a doctor, movie or a show?
I'm going with a Mel Blanc Skin Deep with John Ritter, the doctor scene when he explains the Scorpion and the Frog stores.
All right, Don. Appreciate the phone call, my man. Man, John detailed. Ritter was great. God,
I love
he was
John
great.
Ritter.
He was
died so young.
He
yeah.
really
oh,
did.
Sad.
Him and Candy were both, yeah. you know, around that age, around that time, and that was sad. Both of them. All right, let's Seltzer. I mean, the real time's yours is in a half an hour, but then there's the faux time's yours. Joe Conklin, let's crank it up right now.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us, what do you want to say?
Right.
The time is yours.
Time's yours.
So the first thing I want to say is I don't think these are the actual, like, whoever's about to call in, it's not the actual person, right, James? This is...
That's correct,
sort
Joe,
of,
yes.
Sort
yes.
of pretend.
Yes.
Sort of. Hmm. All right, let's hit it with time's yours.
Hello, this is Joel. I just want to say... I'm going to have to call you back. Oh, wait. I can't do back-to-back calls.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Hi, Tom McCarthy. The Phillies have announced they're auctioning off a night with Brandon Marsh. You take Brandon out on a date, and he strikes out again.
Oh, man.
So Conklin's cutting deep here so far today.
Hey, guys. It's Hal. Yeah. I don't know if anybody noticed. Great game by Saquon and Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Vic Fangio, McCoby, Jalen Carter. Howie's moving pretty good, huh? Time's yours, my 100%, man.
You went third person right there,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did.
How you doing, guys? It's Jim Lytum. You know, I was just over at the 76ers practice. I got to stop going over there. I got hurt. I tore something in my leg. I threw my back out. Somebody help me.
That's really good.
That's really good.
I was going to say, with yours, it doesn't sound like you. That actually sounds like Jim Lytum. It's wild.
Really yeah. good.
That is really excellent.
Hey, you know what? With the Phillies, I tell you who deserves a standing ovation. Trey Turner's agent. For getting $300 million for that stiff.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jim Lytum again. I'm over here at Pennsylvania Hospital. I'm on the third floor. It's me, Joel, George Paul, Tyrese Maxey. Hey, Hammer, we could use an outside shooter, and we'll have five.
George Paul.
Man. Well, you know where that comes from? Conklin told me that Joe Conklin, often gets George Paul and Paul George confused. He inadvertently did that.
Oh, that wasn't even meant.
No,
it works great.
He got it confused. Look, there was a George Paul in my class at the prep. So, you know, you can get him. I mean, remember Alan Ray and Ray Allen?
Of course.
And then
yeah.
sometimes you might inadvertently, when Villanova's Alan Ray was doing his thing. But anyway, that was classic with Jimmy
Lytum.
You got
two first names. It's hard.
Do parents think correct. About that when they're naming their kids? They're like,
I would hope.
Come on.
I mean, my God.
Hi, this is Charlene. I'm just calling because I'm just devastated that John Ritchie's off the market. I can't believe he's off the market. You know, I tried to get to Summer of John and I couldn't make it. I had to work and then I tried to go to the office and he couldn't. I couldn't even bought a new outfit for this and I can't believe that he's not going to be mine.
Terrible. Oh, man.
Charlene did not really care.
You didn't buy that?
No.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
John, you're
I appreciate the effort.
Breaking hearts around here, John.
Yeah,
breaking hearts.
Know.
All right, with that, the faux time's yours and a wonderful job by Conklin. With that, we shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Why do I find it so funny when he sounds like Coach Lynam?
Because it's so good.
It's spot so good. On. It's spot
yeah.
on.
He's been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah. Oh.
Might be one of his best ever.
Precision. But then when he like feigns injury for Coach Lynam,
I find that
funny too. Like the idea of Coach Lynam calling us from the hospital, like that really is, man, it kills me.
Well, he's taking a shot at the Sixers. You know, it's like everyone gets hurt, so Lynam gets hurt.
The crazy thing is when you're talking to Jimmy Lynam, you're like the whole time you're thinking, I feel like I'm talking to Conklin.
It's dead on.
It really
could
is.
We find out from Coach Lynam if that sounds in his head the same.
I think a better idea is, can we get Coach Lineham and Conklin on together? Yes.
I like that. Seltzer, get on it. By the way, Jimmy Lineham's probably got 37 text messages in the last 2 minutes here.
Didn't Conklin say, wasn't he pretending to be coach and to a player, and the player believed him?
I don't remember.
No, seriously. Oh,
I'll buy it.
Something happened along those lines.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to ask him someday. James, I like your idea. Jimmy Lineham in studio, Joe Conklin in studio, a conversation.
Joe, I will tell you what Jimmy loves to talk about the Eagles. Yeah. When I would go over to Comcast when I was doing stuff there, what's going on with the Eagles?
Yeah. He's a classic Philadelphian.
Yes.
You know, like, he's a class. It's like Martelli telling us the other day. For those that missed it, we had Martelli in studio. He told us when they blew game 3 in 77, Martelli called the Phillies' offices and demanded the firing of Danny Ozark. Like, he was like a teenager or something. All right, by the way, see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey. That's this Saturday. And also at the Media Theater on State Street in Media. On Saturday, November 16th, the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at JoeConklin.com.
And it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 at Parks Casino. Thursday, November 7th, see Joe DeVito and Gemini Lombardo from America's Got Talent. John Ritchie's phone goes off there. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. Include a free drink. Tickets at JoeConklin.com.
It would be fun to have Jimmy Lineham in studio. Hopefully we get that going the next couple weeks. All right, let's go to the phones. Chuck in Mount Airy right now. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Morning, team. What's going on? Joe, what's up, Joe? John?
What's up, Chuck?
All good, buddy.
You sound good. You sound strong.
I'm wonderful right now. I just left the gym. You know what I mean? Did a couple.
Wow. Sound strong, because you just left the gym.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, I could still kick your ass.
That's not true.
Okay,
you know, hold on, Chuck. Do you want to try to work this out? The decamerathlon is going to happen.
Now, Chuck, the problem with the physical stuff is every time I propose it, you know, the company's like, I don't know if we can sign off on that.
It's because you get hurt just talking about it.
For legal reasons. And, Chuck, I think the company is probably right. The waivers would be extensive. It'd be like T.O. in the Super Bowl, but he actually played. I would kick your ass, but the company holds me back.
Rod would be mad at me, man, because his main guy would be out for a long time.
No, I'm joking. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Hey, man, I just want to say about the Sixers. Listen, all you guys out there is sadly mistaken if you think the Sixers are going to go to the finals or do anything of significance this year. You know, look how they're starting off. Let me just give you an example, right? In 01, you know, and Joe, you're very familiar with this team.
Of course, 10-0, right out of the gate.
Yeah, they had a mentality. You know, AI had something to prove. Yep. They had a mentality. It wasn't just, oh, I'm going to turn it on come May or come April. It doesn't work like that, man. You got to have a mentality when you first come into the season.
I will tell you this, Chuck. I will say this, and I mean this in all due respect to all other Philadelphia sports teams I have personally seen. I never saw a Philadelphia sports team that was more mentally tough than the 01 Philadelphia 76ers. I mean it. 17 Eagles had it. A lot of teams had it, right? Not a ton, but 01 Sixers, for me, top of the mountain. Top of the mountain for mental toughness.
I'm just not. Yeah, I'm not making this about the 016. I'm just using them as an example.
No, I get it.
You'll never see another team like that again in Philadelphia, especially in basketball. But I'm just trying to make it about this team. They talk about championship. They talking about wanting to be ready. And here you got your star player come out and he admits he's not going to play any back-to-back games. Well, that's not for you to say. That's not for you to say. It's not the mentality. It's never going to be right with this team as long as Joel Embiid is here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Loser player. And as simple as that. You know, he played his heart out for the Olympics, you know, and then he comes with the Sixers and, oh, he's not, oh, is he going to be ready to play? His question is all about around it. It's just sad, man. It's truly sad.
Well, it is sad. I hear you. I know.
5 years of this garbage.
Chuck, give me an answer. I understand. I get your point. A scene with a doc.
Joe, you keep cutting me off. I'm telling you, man.
I get your point. We get. We.
I see you right for fish. Let me finish what I'm saying real quick. I'm going to give you my doctor. I don't really have one, but I'm going to say Dr. Peter Venkman. Wasn't he a doctor, right? I guess. Wasn't he? I don't know. I guess Ghostbusters 1 when he was Zach,
you got
the guy in the hit.
Oh, that's funny. The opening scene with him.
All right, Chuck, you stay. Well, I don't really want to kick your ass, by the way. In part because I don't want to get my ass kicked.
There you go.
All right.
Truth comes out.
Well, truth does come out. I get there. I just, you know, I talk a little smack and it. Bob,
have you met Chuck before?
Once. Good dude.
So you know that he could actually whoop you?
I would say it would be bad for me.
I don't think Joe could kick his own ass.
Well, you know. Oh, boy.
Like Ed Norton in Fight Club?
Ben, are you aware that the Sixers have made the Eastern Conference Finals one time since the start of the 85-86 season?
I was not aware.
39 years. Now, consider in that span of time, and I'm not trying to dampen people's mood for the Sixers tomorrow. I'm sort of excited, not over the moon, but a little bit. In that time, the Sixers, the Eagles made the conference final, called the NFC Championship game, obviously. 0-1, 2, 3, and 4, 8, 17, 22. That's six. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers one time. That's bad, man. That's not good. All right, good morning. On a, looks like a beautiful, sunny Tuesday morning throughout the Delaware Valley. Hopefully we get some good heat out there again today, because it's pretty hot yesterday, which is solid. Won't get that too much longer.
83 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golfing weather for you, Ben Davis.
Believe it.
Look, you're going right to your
the
Larry
deer
Anderson,
are grateful.
Aren't you? Right to L.A., man. I love it. Let's get some calls in this segment. Time's yours in about 10 minutes. Chris in Lebanon right now. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Chris in Lebanon?
Hey.
Lebanon. What did I say, Lebanon?
Yeah, yes. Not Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Yeah,
Lebanon. Chris in Lebanon. Yeah. Chris, a war correspondent. Hello.
Hello from Lebanon.
Yeah.
hey, I just wanted to touch on quick. You know, I grew up my teenage years watching Lito Shepherd and Sheldon Brown. And so I am really getting excited watching the development of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
I agree.
Especially watching Quinyon's timing right now. You know, he's not like a high-risk, high-reward kind of route jumper. But his timing is like almost there where he's getting, you know, chances at one or two picks a game. He just is just off a little bit. But I think it's been really exciting to see his development and to have a duo for the first time since, I think, Lito Shepherd and Sheldon Brown that we can really get excited about watching on the field every week.
Well, it's been I agree with you. It's been a stretch since they've had that. That's for sure. They've typically had one. Now, look, they had two years ago that were great. I mean, 2 years ago, Slay and Bradbury were really excellent. But from a younger generation standpoint, you're right. You'd go back to Lito and Sheldon. Obviously, Bobby T and Troy were fantastic. I'll tell you this, Chris. I feel really confident in this statement. Quinyon Mitchell is the best Eagles rookie cornerback since Eric Allen in 1988. Because even Lito and Sheldon, who you're talking about, we didn't even see them until their third year. I mean, a little bit of nickel. But they didn't really get in there until Troy and Bobby T were out entering 04.
Right.
I mean, Quinion is doing it from week frickin' one. That's awesome.
It is. It is. Yeah, I'm excited to see how this duo develops. Hopefully it's not like a way too early take, but I'm excited for what we're seeing on the field so far.
All right, Chris, give me a great answer.
Tough. That matters so much. Tough matters,
yeah.
And these kids have it. We have missed on that part, the tough, the intangible thing.
Yeah.
These guys, yeah. Man, it's so great. It's so great.
Chris, a scene with a doctor for Sarah Silverman tickets. What do you got?
Yeah, so this became an overall theme and tension for the duration of the show. So I'm going to go with Dr. Jack Shepard on Lost when he is in the hospital and tells his soon-to-be wife, Sarah, "I can fix you."
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot from shows that haven't been said. I'm just going to put that out there right now. By the way, John, there may never have been, ever, a deeper group in Philadelphia sports at one position than in 02 in the same year when the Eagles had Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Lito Shepard, Sheldon Brown, and Al Harris. I mean, that was ridiculous.
It sure is. Yeah, the year that they drafted both Lito and Sheldon.
Because Al Harris was still fantastic. And
people lost their minds.
He had a lot of personal fouls and late hits and that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, he was nasty.
But he was good.
He was very good.
He was a real... And they became a starter for the Packers for like...
He's a coach somewhere. Isn't he like a really well-respected coach?
Yeah, he's a coach somewhere. Legit coach somewhere,
Is G. Lou still a coach?
I believe so.
With the Chiefs,
he is. He's the Chiefs wide receiver coach.
Good for him, man. Greg Lewis, who caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You know, Donovan, 348 yards in that game, but no one ever thinks of it because of the three turnovers and the yak. Mm-hmm. That was a dry heave. Ben, the word is it was a dry heave.
Correct.
That's what they all say, a dry heave.
Yeah.
All right, Joe and Telford. Donovan did do a lot of good in that. I mean, 348 yards ain't chump change.
No.
I mean, that's against a great Patriots defense.
Knew where the ball was going.
Good.
I am aware of the three turnovers, and in the end, a lot of it was his fault. But I'm just saying, he did a lot good in that game. People forget about it.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Great player, man.
Joe and Telford, I agree with you on that.
Do people...
Yes.
People lose track of that somehow?
Yes.
Donovan McNabb, every time he comes up, he was so massive in this league.
But he had big spots of failures.
When I watch tape... When I, as an Oakland Raider, watch tape, watching Donovan was, I don't know, like 90% of what made me want to come back home. Like, I love the idea of returning to play with Don.
Look, I'll sum it up this way related to the Eagles. This year, if Donovan McNabb's the Eagles quarterback, they have the best team in the conference.
Oh, right now you're talking about? Yeah. 100%.
I would agree with that.
Now, they might lose in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, man.
That was mean-spirited.
That is unfair. Hey, you know. if you're saying Donovan 8 years into his career,
Well, you know, the 01 through like 05 Donovan before the injury.
Yeah, remember, he was good. Coached by Andy.
I get it.
He was really good.
He was really good, man.
Really good.
All right, Joe and Telford.
Really great.
Joseph, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Three different points here. First one on Sirianni. I'm not the biggest Sirianni fan. What he said today did make me feel better about him coaching.
Which part?
And his demeanor. I still don't really like seeing him on the TV too much, but you know that's a different story.
Okay,
it's good that you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Now the Eagles haven't won a game by more than three possessions since January of 23, and it just so happened to be against the Giants. Now, it's been said on this station before, it's not easy to win in the NFL, especially by three possessions. So does it make some people feel better? Yeah, I think it should. I think the team's looking better. I mean, the fact Jalen isn't producing turnovers is excellent. And we're getting the ball in the end zone. Obviously, we still need to put the ball in the end zone in the first quarter.
Sure,
But...
But I'll say this, because it's been like a 1-to-100 ratio of discussion. We do have to talk more about, and it's why we brought it up to Sirianni today, they are not generating turnovers defensively. I mean, let's put it this way. Through six games with two turnovers, they're on pace for less than six for the season. I mean, they're basically on pace for 5.8 turnovers for the season. That's ridiculous.
It is.
You know, that's another part. And look, they're not going to finish with under six. I mean, they're going to get some, but... You know, it'll help the offense if they can sometime get a short field. You never get a short field.
Yeah, it would absolutely help the offense if they get a short field. And like you just said, I mean, I don't know what it takes. You know, I'm not I'm not a defensive expert, but Fangio's got to do, he's got to figure something out to get these guys in better positions to produce turnovers on defense.
Okay. All right, Joe, give me a great answer. A scene with a doctor.
It's probably a bad answer, but I don't. Taxi 2004, the second from last scene. But that's all right. I don't want the Silverman tickets.
I'm so confused. Taxi 2004.
I don't get it either.
The Taxi was long before that.
Yeah, it was in the 70s. I'm rewatching it right now. I'm finally
rewatching it for like 2 years.
Well, it's because that and Mary Tyler Moore.
Great. You're really on top of
Joe, was it as funny
Mr.
as I remember?
Zeitgeist over here.
Yeah. You really.
Dude, Mary Tyler Moore, everybody should have all respect. Okay. I mean, Rhea, you know, as a woman, she
that was groundbreaking.
That was massive.
But no, it was Taxi. Is it as funny as you, as I remember?
I would say
it's darkly funny.
7 out of 10 of what you'd remember.
Okay.
The Latka stuff is nonsense. He might be the worst character in the history of television. I mean it. Horrible. But when Doc Brown gets in there, he's fantastic. And then obviously,
but it's not Doc
Judd Hirsch is the know-it-all, and not know-it-all, like the all-knowing. Wise guy that can help you.
Wise cracker.
Like, he could have gotten you a girlfriend a year earlier, John. That's my point. You got a girlfriend now. It's good. The rest of us obviously did a bad job the last year or two. You would have had a girlfriend sooner if you had Judd Hirsch in your corner. It's all right. All right. Time's yours in a moment, but first, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, let's each go on the record ourselves.
Judd Hirsch is a trustworthy-looking guy, by the way.
He is.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
Just very trustworthy.
All right, we'll all go on the record, then we'll see how John assesses the votes from the audience. Ben Davis, we come to you first. Who or what are you more confident in the rest of the season, Jalen Hurts or the Eagles' defense?
Defense.
Your quick reason is?
I question his passing abilities.
So it's more of an anti-Jalen than a pro-D.
Yeah, his ability to check down, and I believe in the defense more.
Rhea?
Defense.
What's your why?
Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I think it's no surprise that they haven't allowed any touchdowns since it's his second start, right, Cooper's second start?
Yeah.
I think they help out that defensive line a ton.
Seltzer?
I will say the defense, but it's just because Jalen's too inconsistent. I think Jalen has a higher ceiling than the defense, but if we're just talking about confidence in, I think the defense will remain consistent.
Richie, where are you? I'm defense also. John, where are you?
I mean, I have confidence that both will improve. What's the question exactly?
Which are you more confident?
Who do I have more confidence in?
Rest of the year.
I think it's easier to say I have confidence in one guy than it is 11 guys. But so for that reason, I'll say Jalen will continue to improve.
So you would say Jalen.
I have confidence Jalen will be more consistent moving forward.
How do you think people voted?
69% defense.
65 defense. Good job. I would say that, and it's just a guess, more people that said defense said it is an anti-Hurts than a pro-defense. True or false, Ben?
I'm one of them. Yeah. I would say that's accurate.
Yeah. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
We haven't heard much about the new center, the Kelce replacement, and I happened to notice on that first long run by Saquon, he was out there in the front, a la Jason Kelce.
He sure was. You're not the only person that saw that. I mean, first off,
he talked about it on the broadcast and compared it to Kelce. But
hey,
yes, sure.
Hey, replay that.
This guy's got breaking news right here. That's
you know what, though? It is amazing that we have another center who can snap the ball and get out there on the perimeter like a fullback.
Because it's so rare.
A running back. Really.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
I know.
Are you watching Monday Night Football? That's what a football game looks like. The Eagles are a college team.
Well, it ain't that bad.
Jeez.
But the Ravens are really good.
Yeah.
And they're intimidating while being good. We could intimidate people along similar lines. Just run it more.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know
that.
About all that either.
When we go back to the fact that Joe DiCamera thinks that there's millions of movies and scenes with doctors.
Best scene with a doctor in a movie or show. There are, I mean, probably literally millions.
Of course.
Millions. St. Joe's Prep Education.
Everyone. Dude, The Sopranos alone, every scene that Melfi's in, that probably totals 400 scenes. Right?
Yeah.
This is some advanced math.
Like, look, how about this? No, here's what you can do. Look, every single scene that Frasier Crane is in the history of Frasier, is a scene with a doctor
and
in it.
Cheers.
You're probably right about that.
And Cheers,
yeah,
Frasier scenes.
All the way through.
Now let's talk about ER.
Yeah.
What, 11 seasons of ER?
Every single scene in that show has a doc. Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
So ER alone probably has at least 10,000.
Yeah, maybe more, honestly. Who knows?
All right. So take that, you freaking bozo.
Whoops.
All right. We done?
Wow.
No, one more.
Hey, John. I just found out that you have a new girlfriend.
This is really.
I'm so happy for you. I have something bigger. Lean on her shoulder and give her a little cry, too.
That's great, man.
Oh, my God.
Well done, sir.
Poor
well
guy.
Done. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line.
That sounded Lee more Joe like you than Conklin's.
That was good. Compliments and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's quickly get here to turning two, because best scene with a doctor. We got the Sarah Silverman tickets on the line. We're moving fast. Todd, give me an answer.
I'm going to go with the Moon River scene from Fletch with Dr. Jellyfinger.
All right, you got it. Man, is Fletch a great movie.
Fletch is a great movie.
Got the whole fist up there, Doc.
Joe in King of Prussia. Joe, give me a scene with the doctor.
Yeah, that will be the airplane scene where he asked the captain, how soon can you land? And I can't tell. You can't tell me I'm a doctor? No. I mean, I'm just not sure. Well, can't you take a guess? Well, not for another 2 hours. You can't take a guess for another 2 hours on an airplane. That was Nelson Leslie.
You got it, Joe. All right.
You really brought it there.
Now, I need, what is the winning answer? I mean, we've had about 15 different answers here today. First off, was everything said that involved a doctor, like paging doctor this, doctor that? Does it have a doctor?
Someone said that.
No, is there a doctor in the scene?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure.
I don't think so, right? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Know.
Look, we got the Seinfeld scene with the doc. We got the hangover in the hospital. We got Patch Adams with his explanation. We got the scene with Melfi.
Robin Williams, it's not your fault. Oh,
no,
you said,
I said that.
Damn.
We got Melfi with the lamb in it in The Sopranos.
All right, I'll go Melfi then.
It's a big one. We got the young Frankenstein scene. And we get the lost scene. Look, what was not said and should have been said was, I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
I don't care.
That should have been seen from
All
The Fugitive.
Great scene.
And Hannibal Lecter emerging in the mask.
Yep.
Did someone say Hannibal Lecter besides
Jimmy? I said
the
Chianti. There's so many Hannibal Lecter. Every scene he's in is one of the best scenes of the night.
How about when he escapes the elevator?
Totally. Yeah, of course.
No one said it. I got freaking Lost as an answer?
I don't want to vote for Lost.
No, I agree.
I don't think I ever even watched an episode.
How about Melfi lamming it, and she's mad at Tony Soprano. She's got to lam it. All right. Congrats to Ed with the answer of Melfi earlier. Hey,
this is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.